Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you?
Hello.
How are you keeping?
What's the story?
Welcome to another bonus episode of Staller.
Welcome.
A bonus for you.
Where we answer your listener questions.
It's only for you, right? So don't be going around sharing it. Because it's only for your ears.
If you have any questions, send them in to staller@goloudnow.com. That's the email account.
Yep. How are you on?
Hello.
What's the crack with you?
Fine, yeah.
Good. Everything all right good. Between me and you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. What about you and Joe?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good.
Joe was late again. But he made Darren cry.
I was sobbing because he was late.
I could see it in your eyes. I was downstairs in the reception.
Yeah, that made it worse.
Did that make it worse?
It made it worse that you were in the building.
I was in the building. I thought that made it easier. Like.
He came up, he went to look for you and he came up and told me you were across the road having your breakfast. For about 3 seconds, I believed him. That's it. This is done. We're finished.
Oh. Like he's crossed the road in the Hurley Lemon having his breakfast. Seeing him in the window.
Sounds like a nice idea though. A little bit of brekkie. We go for a little bit of brekkie.
We don't have time.
Oh shit. Yeah,
there's no time to eat.
No time for ramen. No time for nothing.
Nothing.
Do you want a question?
Go on. Love is
one.
There any?
There's one from Balf Greg.
What a name.
So Balf Greg says, it's a question for me, but I think we can all answer this one. So he says, you've heard firsthand of the ice cream theft at the hands of Darren when he terrorised Extravision.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's going back.
What a day.
What a city.
Do you think as Joe is starting up a food truck, Darren should hand out free ice creams to help promote the new business and also to repent for his sins? Joe can sell whatever shite he's flogging. Then in brackets, he's being weird for not disclosing his idea. And Darren can be parked beside him apologising to every customer whilst handing out free ice creams. Let's get Darren to heaven.
Okay. So just hand out ice creams then. Sorry about that.
There's not enough ice creams in the world that Darren could give out that would send him to heaven.
I like the idea of you working for him so you can be late all the time.
Be sacked. You put up with too much. He's too lenient on me.
We are.
He should have sacked me a long time ago.
I don't mind that idea, yeah. I think I need to repent. I need to give back, you know.
What ice cream was it that you stole from Extravision?
All of them.
All of them?
Ice burgers, Twisters, brunches.
I love that you pronounced ice burger. Ice burger instead of ice burger.
Ice burger.
I know, yeah, but it's
burger.
Just burger.
It's not called a burger.
I know, but
it's called a burger.
It's called a burger.
An ice burger.
An ice burger.
But most people pronounce it like burger, like hamburger, burger. But you hamburger. Pronounce it like burger, like Patrick Burger.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the way it's
very impressive.
It's pronounced, though, yeah?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's
ice burger.
It's right, but you're different.
You call them ice burgers.
Yeah, an ice burger. An ice burger.
It's an old ice burger. Yeah.
Do you want to come work for me and give out free ice creams? Well, hang on. For him to give out free ice creams, that means I have to buy the fucking ice creams.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm not doing that.
Didn't think so.
Would you not?
You can bring a box of ice creams on a freezer.
You wouldn't even do that to get me to heaven.
No. That wouldn't get... No. That doesn't get you to heaven. You don't get to go to heaven for giving out my shit. Like, you have to get your own shit.
I'm giving them to the public.
That's no good to me.
They don't need to know who paid for them once they're getting a free ice cream.
You know. God knows. You'd go up to the pearly gates and you'd say, why do you think you should come in here? And you'd say...
Because I gave out a load of ice burgers.
And then St. Peter would say, but they were Joe's ice burgers.
But I gave them out. St.
Peter.
St. Peter, I gave them out.
Is that who's at the pearly gates, St. Peter?
No.
Say he's busy. Say there's some
game
queue.
Flipped him.
He's the one waiting there. Yeah. He's holding up the queue.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd do that, yeah.
You give out the ice creams?
Yeah, and holy bread.
I wouldn't have them.
Would you not?
Well, no. Because
you're a great walker.
No, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. Yeah. It would be good promotion for the food truck.
Sorry?
The look he just gave you. Oh, he'll be terrible. He'll be late for his own gig.
The food truck would be...
Imagine him being his own
opening
boss.
At 10 and he'd get there at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Turn the fryers on.
People would be queuing up for these famous...
Queue would be down the road.
Yeah, queue down the road for the famous...
Beep.
Queue down the road. Guys... You just have so much faith in me.
Yeah, because your good friend Darren Conway would have promoted it to his many, many followers.
And they'll all have got wind that he's giving out free ice burgers.
You'll have every influencer between here and Maynooth.
You better beep that.
You're going to have to do another beep there.
And another, and another one.
Is the live show when you make the big reveal?
I will announce it at the live show. I'll give a little sneak peek and we'll talk about it in the main a little bit maybe. Mm. Last night, I sampled some of the food that I'm going to be selling. Mm-hmm. And my God. Really? That's all I will fucking say. And Jesus fucking Christ. This hasn't been done before.
Well, thanks very much for that question. I would absolutely love to give back some ice creams to people.
Any more questions?
Yes, several. Paula has sent us, she says, see the attachment. It came up on my memories recently. Happened a few years ago now. Me and my sister, weirdest thing ever. Loved the podcast. So, Paula tells us, this is from February 2017. So, walking home from the pub on Saturday night, Sunday morning, a car pulls up and the male driver asks us where Iona Road was. So I said, you're on it, pal. He says, grand. You wouldn't know where I'd find a decent ball kicker. Myself and my friend must have stood for about 20 seconds just looking at him before we realised what he meant. He wanted to pay someone to kick him in the balls. When we said no, he asked if we were interested. I hesitated, but my friend said no. I shit you not, this is a true story. There you go.
Fucking hell. I mean, I don't want to kink shame, but I never understood getting kicked in the balls. I don't see the appeal.
Is kink shaming a thing?
Oh yeah.
You get cancelled for that?
You're uncancellable. Don't worry about getting cancelled. You are bulletproof, my man. Bulletproof.
A kick in the fucking crown jewels.
And the ghoulies. Bollocks.
Yep.
The plumberries.
So we're now rooting the bollocks for sexual pleasure.
Yeah, yeah.
How would that be pleasure, though? Or did he like the pain, is it?
So I guess some people like pain. Like, some people are getting whipped. Like, you know, if you're being robbed on the street and a woman goes to kick the robber in the balls, what if they like it? What if that gets them going? What do you do then? There's nothing left. You've not left.
Like, you know when people always say, aim for the balls. Some people would take that on board.
I'd love to talk to somebody who finds pleasure in that. And I'd love to hear why they would find pleasure in that. Also, I wonder how much they would pay. And does it have to be a woman? Because I don't mind kicking someone in the balls for money.
It's just sore.
This food truck doesn't sound like the worst business idea now, does it? It sounds
absolutely fantastic. Probably the best thing I've ever heard.
Do you want me to... I'll kick you in the balls now and see if you like it. You might like it, man.
All right, go on.
Boom.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's decent.
Do it again.
Actually, I'll pay you to do that again.
50 quid. 50 quid a kick. Buy one, get one free. Okay. One ball, get one free.
We have an anonymous request for advice. I don't know why this person has come to YouTube for this advice. Because this is a serious problem they have. And
is it relationship advice?
No.
Good.
It's conflict resolution.
Yes.
Hi, Darren and Joe. Please keep me anonymous for this one.
Hello.
I have a predicament. I live in Dublin city centre, and on the ground floor of my building is a fast food restaurant that gets a lot of deliveries. Mm. Over the past few years, often I've had to ask delivery drivers to move their bike off my front door so I can get in and out. I've always been polite, but always said to whoever owns the bike not to do it again, as this is the front door for many people's homes. Recently, I came home with my partner to find a big heavy e-bike completely obstructing my door. Instead of doing my usual politeness, I grabbed the bike, brought it to the ground without letting it fall, dragged it out of the way and walked into my gaff. The owner comes running out and is saying, I didn't need to, in quotation marks, throw his bike, to which I barked back, you're blocking the door to my home, and I walked in. I would have moved on and not even thought about this, but my partner and several other people have said I was wrong with what I'd done and shouldn't have moved the person's bike. I would just like to hear your opinion on this and what you might do in this situation.
If there was a bike leaning on my door, I'd be throwing it somewhere. Not throwing it, but I'd just place it against the wall somewhere.
Mm.
But there's no...
Part of me wants to say puncture the wheel, but then another part of me wants to say, just fucking walk around it, man. It's not that big a deal. It's only a bleeding bike. It's a bike. Just move it.
I'd say it's a hassle, though, to constantly have to do that.
How often do you go in and out of your front door, though? It's not like you do... Like, you go in and out once, twice a day, three times maybe.
Well, yeah, going out in the morning.
It comes with the territory.
Coming back, taking the bins out. Might want to nip across the road, get some popcorn or something. Coffee. There's a lot of times when you leave your house.
Pride is a big element here too. It's your front door.
I like the fact that he waited so long to kind of do anything about it. Like he let them kind of just do it, you know?
Probably different delivery drivers. So I don't know how effective it's going to be telling off one delivery driver when he might not be back for... I don't know how it works, but he probably won't be back for a while. You're probably better off talking to the owner of...
The restaurant.
Yeah,
going to the restaurant.
They're your neighbour.
Yeah.
I would say any time you create conflict at your home and the person you're in conflict with is going to know where you live, you're probably inviting a lot of stress on yourself because you'll know then that you've had a row with this person. Yeah. They know where you live.
You're definitely opening yourself up to some antisocial behaviour, so to speak.
Mm.
Get the mates around kind of job.
But having said that, double down. Stand your ground. Give the bike a boo and say, here, if you leave that fucking bike in front of my door again, I swear to God I'll burst the fucking thing.
Yeah, and then get him in a headlock.
And say, and you.
And give him a nuggie.
I'll knock you out as well.
Yeah.
And hope, and just hope that they stand down, because I can do that. But if they pull it up to me, then I shit my pants. Then I'm like, I'm only messing, man. Leave it wherever you want. Leave her up against the door.
Put it into the hall. Gonna leave it in the hall.
You can't do anything. If you don't own the gaff, you don't own the pat. It's a bike. Move it. Get on with it. Move it out of the way and just walk around it. You can open the front door and then it might fall in, and then you can do whatever.
Yeah. That's mine
the
now.
Part that's inside there.
Once a bike is in your own home, it's legal to do whatever you want to.
It's yours then. It's yours.
You'd get away with that, wouldn't you?
I would put grease all over the saddle. If it was the same bike and they kept doing it, I'd just put grease on the saddle. I'd put like tar.
So I think you're go gung ho on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand your ground.
I would suggest considering the bigger picture. Talk to the restaurant owner. Try diplomacy first.
Yeah. A good headlock, yeah.
Diplomacy never works.
Threaten him with, I don't know, bad reviews or.
You got a strong iron him. Get in touch with the delivery company as well.
That too.
You might get a few free vouchers or something.
Yeah.
It'd be all worth it then.
Yeah.
All right, last question is from Dane.
Dane.
The great Dane.
So Dane tells us, he says he knows we're fond of having a debate, such as beds in stadiums or things that should be legal but aren't, and so on. So he has one he'd like to hear our thoughts on. Continuing the restaurant theme, every restaurant should have a live camera shown in the dining area with a feed from the kitchen so you can see what you're eating and how they make it. The reason being because you see kitchen nightmares. You don't know how many restaurants there are that are taking shortcuts.
Yeah, I'd rather not know.
Yeah, that's why it's in a different room.
I'd just rather not know that.
Yeah.
Like if there's rats flying around the place while they're cooking me a bleeding chicken satay, whatever. I don't know. I don't see one.
What you don't know won't hurt you.
Yeah.
I've kind of made peace with the fact that there's rats in every kitchen, and that it's like if you go into a kitchen or if you go into the back of a chipper or anything like that, it's not very nice. It's not a nice place.
No.
You just kind of have to accept that it's...
I feel like them open kitchens that are like gleaming, that you can see through the hatch of everyone cooking, something going on there.
Most chippers are open, like the prep area is right behind the counter, you can see.
Yeah.
A Chinese now, they like the old hatch.
The hatch, yeah, they're fans of the hatch.
Yeah.
The mystery hatch.
All you see is bags and hands.
Yeah.
That's all you ever see.
Anything could be going on in there.
Yeah. Ignorance is bliss.
Your food truck will be, well, you'll be up high, I suppose, so someone will have to bring a ladder.
No.
Ladder.
The fucking,
yeah, no, you'd be able to see in.
No, food truck could be up high. It's on wheels.
Yeah, I think ignorance is bliss on the front of knowing what's going on in the kitchen. Like you don't go to a magic show and expect to see what's going on like behind the curtain. Like a restaurant, the food comes out on a plate and that's the experience. You know, you don't go to a live show and get to see behind the curtains and see them preparing and changing clothes and all.
Mm.
See, you shouldn't be able to, like, it's food. It's cooked food on a plate. Eat it or shut the fuck up and get out and cook it yourself at home.
Jesus, annoyed today, isn't he?
Just have opinions, man.
If your customers were watching you on a live feed the entire time you worked in what is generally accepted to be a stressful work environment, I think that might make you resentful of your customers, knowing that they're watching you, judging you. And I think even with cameras, who's watching that all the time? You're not talking to people you're with. Are you actively monitoring this CCTV feed? What I'm saying is, the camera's not going to stop them doing something to your food. Is it really?
Is that what he's concerned about?
Yeah, he wants to watch them to make sure they're not messing with the food.
How do you get through life being that paranoid that someone's going to do something to your food?
If John McGuckin
said... People are messing with your food and you just have to accept that.
Yeah.
There might be a few pubes in it. You just have to accept it.
Swallow it. Just suck it up. Suck it up. Swallow it.
Accept that, don't you?
You know, even if someone spits on your burger, you'll never know.
M&M done it on onion rings.
Yeah, and they'll never know. I wonder how many times I've eaten someone else's spit in a restaurant.
Oh,
and I'm still alive.
Yeah.
It's fine. I mean,
the same thing as this, like, how many spiders have you eaten in your sleep?
Yeah.
Just don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so bike against the door, go to war. Pubes in the food?
Pubes in the food. Pick it out. Just take it out.
Don't even look at it. Just eat the chip.
Just close your eyes.
That's life.
Is what it is.
Close your eyes and think of Ireland.
I once found a toenail in my rice.
Stop.
Big toe too.
A fucking toenail.
Yeah, you know what? You know how I found it? Because it was in my mouth.
Ah, no. Stop. And did you just spit it out? Did you not eat the rest of it?
Hell,
who the fuck? There's no way that
I did eat the rest of it.
Like, did you just acknowledge and go, oh,
special fried rice? And I was like, oh,
yeah.
What the fuck is that? Toenail.
Yeah. Well, it was already.
Or maybe it was a massive tum.
Special fried toenail. Did you ever get that special fried toenail of you?
I don't think I probably have eaten there since, but not much. I heard they do a sensational spice bag. But it's hard to go back. Almost 20 years ago. 15 years ago.
20 years ago?
Well, 15. Anyway, there you go. It happens.
That seems like someone just clipped off the toenail just to put it in your curry. Or was it curry?
Special fried rice.
It is nice though.
Special fried
rice. It was the best special fried rice in town as well. Secret ingredient.
See, like, you know, you'd still go back. If it was that good, you'd take it on the chin, wouldn't you?
If you only got one toenail in your lifetime out of there, you just... It's not always that bad.
Even if it was 1 in 10, you'd roll the dice, wouldn't you?
That's the thing. People are a lot more tolerant than you'd expect.
Just like, oh, there's too much food in them Chinese places for them to... Like, there's way too much food on a Chinese menu for them to have all of that and to keep it all safe.
One that, you know, like the munchie boxes? Or they wonder how long the contents of that are lying around.
Yeah.
They put chicken balls in it. But the chicken balls look like small little roast potatoes in them. But if you order the portion chicken balls, they're like chicken balls.
Yeah, yeah. So they're just like lying around, you
it's
think?
It's like weird, like, it's just oddly shaped and tiny and weird. It's like, you can't get them like in any other dish other than a munchie box. So I feel like that fucking, I don't know, man.
You're very passionate about this, I love it.
You going to wear a hairnet in the food truck?
Yeah, maybe a hat.
And gloves.
Have you done your HACCP training?
No, not yet. On it though. On it. All on it.
All right. I think that'll do us for now.
Thank you very much for listening to the bonus episode of the Stall Podcast. The main episode is out Wednesday. If you have any questions that you want to ask us, send them to stall@goloudnow.com.
Yeah.
And come see us in Vicar Street on April 6th. We're doing a live show and we just finished planning it and it's hilarious. If I say so myself.
And could I have a job?
Who's that?
Leo Varadkar.
Oh, okay. Very good.
He's good, isn't
he? You're working in it?
Yeah.
You want to start working on the Simon Harris, man?
Don't mind him.
That's kind of Simon Harris-y there, though. We're kind of in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
They all just go, yeah.
Do they?
Can I have a gaff?
No.
Just give us one gaff.
No.
Many gaffs have we got?
Yeah.
Come on. We'll talk to you later. Right, take care of yourself.
And don't be eating toenails.
Jesus.
I didn't eat it.
You did.
You loved it.